President Biden today signed an executive order directing agencies to expand the Affordable Care Act. Part of the effort includes a fix to the so-called family glitch, a regulatory gap that prevents health insurance subsidies for dependents of someone covered by their employer's health insurance. The White House estimates that 1 million Americans will move to cheaper health plans, and an additional 200,000 people will become insured.
Starting next year, working families in America will get the help they need to afford full family coverage. Everyone in the family. As a result, families will be saving hundreds of dollars a month. With this change, it's estimated that 200,000 presently uninsured Americans are going to gain coverage. Nearly 1 million Americans will see their coverage become more affordable. This is considered one of the biggest things my administration can do, lower cost and expand coverage.
The president signed the executive order with former President Barack Obama at his side, who pioneered the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, at a White House event commemorating the 12th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Obama admitted that the ACA was not perfect right away and that he had to make sacrifices for it to be passed. He explained that he and Biden persevered because they knew what it could become in the long run.
Throughout history, what you see is that it's important to get something started, to plant a flag, to lay a foundation for further progress. The analogy I've used about the ACA before is that in the same way that was true for early forms of Social Security and Medicare, it was a starter home. It secured the principle of universal health care, provided help immediately to families, but it required us to continually build on it and make it better. And President Biden understands that. And that's what he's done since the day he took office.
Under Biden's leadership, the number of people insured through Medicaid or the ACA marketplace has continued to increase, with the rate of uninsured Americans approaching an all-time low. Some 30 million people in the U.S. now have health insurance through the ACA. Key achievements have been Missouri and Oklahoma adopting Medicaid expansion, and a record 14.5 million Americans are rolling in coverage through the ACA marketplace. To conclude his speech, Biden echoed Obama's words about the fight to provide all Americans with affordable health care.
We just got to keep it going and keep building on it. We need to keep the faith. We need to remember we're the United States of America, and there is simply, literally, nothing beyond our capacity when we're united and do it together.
Biden's executive order goes into effect next year.